Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whenever Dak Prescott gives a statement that is not just generic and cliche and vanilla, it's like, oh, okay. And Dak spoke at a charity event that also had Troy Aikman and Ben Affleck there.
I didn't notice the Affleck aspect of it.
You didn't?
No, I didn't pick that up. I didn't.
You have no idea what my reference was.
I thought you were saying like he looked like him.
Ryan, see if you can find it on the Fan Cam Twitch and YouTube. What is the?
Are you thinking of the Affleck like smoking cigarette outside?
It looks like tired and disheveled and beaten down.
Okay,
that's what I thought I saw.
Okay, now that you
could have been
that.
Could have been a bad angle. Could have been a bad catch. I don't know, but Tony was like, "Oh, why am I here?"
You know why though? That man is still so bitter about 2016. You can see it on his face. He's just like, it's probably because he was standing there being like, what's this guy going to do? 6 years from now, he's going to take my job again? Probably, because he's better.
It's a shot at the title.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Well, reporters were there and waiting. And I believe it was Calvin Watkins who had a little bit of the back and forth asking Dak if he was fearful of his Cowboy future.
I'm not going to say I fear being here or not. I don't fear either situation, to be candid with you. I love this game and love to play and love to better myself as a player and my teammates around me. Right now it's with the Dallas Cowboys. It's where I want to be and that's where I am and that's the focus. And after the season, we'll see where we're at. And if the future holds that, then if not, we'll go from there.
Look, when you say, whenever he says something outside the norm, it's like, oh, okay, that's interesting. To me, it's very calculated. Because even in his safe answers, it's all calculated.
Yeah.
Like Dak can choose to be a good interviewer if he wants. Dak can choose to give you what answers he does. He views it as like, my role is to be the steady
CEO.
CEO, or honestly, like the parent in the locker room. Like, I'm here, I'm going to protect you guys, I'm not going to say anything too crazy or whatever else. But when he talks like that, when he says something like that, that is the energy he's given off to me is like, bleep and try me. You guys try me here. Like see if you want me to get to free agency. I'm more than comfortable walking away from here. This is not anything where I'm so in love with the Cowboys brand where you don't have to worry about somebody coming along and sweeping me off my feet if I'm a free agent. That's what I think he was very intentionally trying to put off. Just like the same energy they've put off towards him in negotiations these 2-3 times that they've done it. It's the same energy, and he's just meeting it back for the very first time.
You've got to play a game. He's playing a game, right? He's playing a negotiating leverage game. He has to do this, even if he didn't agree, even if he didn't mean it, right? If he's trying to get a fair contract for him, this is kind of the road you got to take. Now, I do think you're right. Like, this is a little bit different of a situation. He's not just going to stay here. I don't know. He's got a kid now. Life's different. I don't know where her family is from.
Florida.
So her family. So who knows? Like, who knows what motivates you after that? Is it just the team? Is it just the money? Is it the location?
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that kind of play into that.
And I don't know. Maybe I'm being too dismissive of the challenges presented to the wealthy athlete and the way they view life or whatever else. But the way I see it is, like, I feel like that's so much. That's sure. The idea of, like, well, what are you going to do with your family? You know, you got roots. It's like when you're a $1 million athlete, I feel like your roots are not nearly as tied in. Plus, if there is a time to move, you would think it might be now. Like you're talking about a guy who just had a baby. It's like, all right, well, let's go plant somewhere. Like, and so if he doesn't want to stay here, that this is the perfect opportunity for it. But he's threatening them, or he's calling their bluff, basically. Like, all right, do something.
I did like to hear this. There was one word that bugged me a little bit, like choppy, but I wonder how much this actually matters. Dak asked if he's trying to reset the quarterback market.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to be the highest paid. Necessarily.
All right, stop it.
There it is.
Well, so there's Clarence, the all-knowing Clarence Hill, of course. His follow-up could have been, what does that mean, necessarily? What do you mean? Well, what does necessarily mean?
Yeah.
So pay attention to that and run it back, Peyton, from the very beginning, Dak talking about his next deal.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to be the highest paid, necessarily. So I'll wait until negotiations begin, and obviously want to put this team in the best situation.
You see that, like, he's so stoic. The fact that he smiled, like for those of you who are just listening, not watching on the fan cam, Dak immediately starts right after he says necessarily, like, starts laughing because he knows, like, all right, like, this is a game of, you know, linguistics and look, in an off season where two people have been really held responsible for their words of all in and we were worn out,
we'll be necessarily,
then he's got to throw in, well, necessarily. And I think what he means by necessarily is, like, what is highest paid?
Yeah.
Like, what are you asking me? Do I want...
The way they manipulate these things.
Do I want $500 full contract value as Mahomes? No, because I want 3 years. I want to go back to the market again. Like, I mean, it's... That's what he's doing. He's playing on the idea of, like, well, highest paid means different things to different people.
Yeah, could be highest annual, could be highest total contract, highest year.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Necessarily.
Necessarily.
When I read that, and I was so, I had a little shot of adrenaline and excitement. I'm like, okay, this means team friendly. He's going to go a little bit more team friendly here. And then he said necessarily in the smile.
Because if you just read it, there's a comma before necessarily. This was a semicolon. This was a big time pause. Okay. This was a period, a pause, dot, dot, dot. Is it an ellipsis? Dot, dot, dot. And then necessarily. Like, the necessarily was thrown in there. It was like, oh, I may have screwed up there. I shouldn't have said I'm not looking to reset the market, so I'm going to throw in necessarily that one word. We are going to overthink this one word for X amount of months, however long until this thing gets done.
We haven't done that with the Cowboys all offseason.
No, we haven't. We don't do that at all. We never do that.
But this probably eliminates high fours, low fives, right? That's not happening.
Like upper, like Kirk Cousins range up to about 50, probably. But again, it's the way the Cowboys are, or not the Cowboys, the way a lot of agents view it is when they, again, unlike all in, there are actual different definitions of richest to people. One of the most common ones to agents around the NFL is new money as a percentage of the salary cap. So when you look at whenever you tack an extension onto something, right, it's the new years after that. So if they were to get an extension done tomorrow and they tried to massage the number or call the overall number something because they were tacking on the 2024 season as part of the contract, the agents, all the agents looking at is how much money did you get in 25 and after, and how much is that a percentage of the salary cap? And we're going to cross-reference that against other people across the league, adjusted for inflation or growth of the cap or whatever else. And so that's how a lot of teams will, or that's how a lot of agents will look at it. Teams may look at it differently in terms of what they think is the richest, what they're willing to spend. But ultimately, I think what Dak is going to prioritize here is guaranteed cash over probably the first 3 years of the extension. So 25, 26, 27, how much money am I guaranteed? That's going to determine if this gets done or not.
And then my follow-up question, besides what does necessarily mean, is does it matter? If he said, I'll take 52, would that matter to the Cowboys? Or is this
necessarily,
is this all about how far you get? Like, this is make or break. We're not, yes, we prefer to get lower money, but we're not trying to sign you back up for 53, 52 if you lose in the second round or, sports, God forbid, the first round again. I wonder if that, how much that matters to them.
Oh, I think it matters. I think it matters. There's not a whole lot of difference. Like, who are you? What great player are you getting? Let's say if he wants 55 or 60, and they come out.
No, but
52.
You always say that. But it's a. You keep adding up savings with a guy here and a guy there. It's not just like I only have $4 million that I've saved.
Because if you save $4 million, you're not getting anybody.
No, but
you'll get maybe like a couple of like.
Yeah, but every penny counts, according to Jerry, and he's right. Every penny and dollar does count. I'm just wondering whether it's more. No, this is like the make or break. It doesn't matter what type of discount you're willing to take. If you can't get past round two, we're moving on. Doesn't matter if you're taking less.
No,
do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. I think that's kind of how they're thinking.
You know, I don't know if they're thinking that way, because to me, I look at it as like, would they be? I could totally see them saying, "Look, you get us to here, we're more than willing to pay it." But the reality is, like, I don't think you are. Like, I think you've shown that you like to manage your books a certain way, and you like to commit a certain amount to, you know, your players into certain positions and everything else. And I think that they want to keep him here. But yeah, they're going to try and scale how far he goes in the playoffs or how short he falls as a way to argue to like knock off some of the price. They are at the used car lot always trying to go like, well, like, I mean, when was the last time the timing belt was changed? Oh, it's still got the original. Oh, is this aftermarket stuff under the hood? Like, that's them.
Nickel and dime you.
They love doing it. And so I think that they want him here. They just think, under what turn, like we can knock off some of this price if it goes a certain way. And Dak is thinking, no, like, in a vacuum, I'm supposed to get this, and you need to come to it regardless. And if you don't want to come to it, that's fine. I'll go get it somewhere else.
877-881-1053 is the Frank LaFranco Injury Attorney Hotline. And then you had some Dak numbers from last week.
So I saw this from the 33rd team. This is the last 30-plus touchdown passer for each franchise. And like, it's a kind of like a, all right, you know, be careful what you wish for. You want to get rid of him, fine. But there is, it could be way worse. Just look around the league. There were 430 touchdown guys last year. Dak was one of them. Purdy, Love, Goff were the other three. And I just found it funny that there are some guys on here. There are some teams that have just been waiting and waiting and waiting. And this is the flip side to the argument. And I'm okay with going down this road because it's about upside. But you could be in a spot for a while. The Bears have never had one.
A 30-touchdown passer?
They've never had a 30. They never had a 4,000-yard passer either.
Wow.
The last one for the Cleveland Browns is Brian Sipe. That was 1980. That wasn't even – it wasn't even Bernie. It wasn't even Bernie. The Commanders, the photo's in black and white. It was Sonny Jurgensen. That was the last one. Miami, they think they have a quarterback. It was Dan Marino was their last one. The Broncos' last one was Peyton Manning. The Falcons' last one was Matt Ryan in 2018. Fitzpatrick for the Jets. Derek Carr for the Raiders, 2015. Eli for the Giants, 2015. You go down the road, and I'm not saying I don't agree with going down that road. But you go down that road, you have to accept that is the possibility.
Of course.
That you become one of these franchises that is sitting here for 5, 8, 10, or in the case of Washington, 55 years, and you got nothing.
Yeah, in the last three seasons where Dak's been fully healthy, 30 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, 37 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, 36 touchdowns, that's, 9 yeah, interceptions.
That's the standard. Standard's 30 touchdowns.
He just finished second in MVP. I can't say it. I cannot say it enough times, and nobody remembers. And a lot don't care. 877-881-1053. Franklin LaFranco, Injury Attorney Hotline. We have a Rangers 4-pack giveaway to hook you up with at 720. We want you to win as part of the 6 a.m. club for turning it on, leaving it on. Do the Rangers get props for maybe surviving the toughest part of the schedule? And is Max Scherzer right around the corner? That's next on the Home of the Champs with Sean and RJ.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.